We will move into the consent agenda. In accordance with the consent agenda policy adopted by the board, the following resolutions received a majority vote of the committee and placed on the consent agenda. Any director may withdraw an item from the consent agenda at their discretion, either at the board meeting or prior to the board meeting by notifying the general manager, CEO. Items withdrawn from the consent agenda become the next item of discussion by the board in the order by which they were removed from the consent agenda. Are there any requests to withdraw any agenda item from the consent agenda at this time? Seeing none, prior to voting on the consent agenda, I would like to give the committees an opportunity to brief the board on the committee meetings and the committee items placed on the consent agenda. Director Bennis, I will now turn over the meeting to you to give a report on the board retirement committee report.
Thank you. The retirement committee met last Monday, October 18th. At that meeting, we received the quarterly reports from Wells Fargo and BlackRock Merrill Lynch for the Retirement Trust Fund. We also interviewed four firms that responded to the RFP to act as our retirement advisory services for the retirement plan. After hearing presentations from each of the companies, the committee deliberated and selected the Bogdan Group to serve in that capacity. Bogdan Group has offices located in Dallas, Orlando, Chicago, and Milwaukee. You'll notice the two items, board agenda number one and number two, came out of the retirement committee meeting and were placed on the board's consent agenda. Board item number one is the resolution to amend the employee's retirement plan, establish a defined contribution plan, and terminate it effective November 30th, 2010, and submit an application for termination to the IRS. These actions are necessary to simplify the plan and terminate the DC portion of the plan, which was frozen in 2007. Board agenda item number two is the resolution to amend the retirement trust for the employees of the BRA, the funding vehicle for the retirement plan, to reflect the changes in the retirement plan in the agenda item number one. John Haas will be available to answer any questions that the board may have regarding the retirement plan and retirement trust.
Thank you, Director Bennis. Director Ball, would you like to give us a brief on the this morning's Administration Audit Committee meeting?
Anyway, we met at 9 o'clock this morning and approved several agenda items on today's board consent. Board item number three related to new policies and amendments necessary to ensure the BRA personnel policies manual remain current with human resource laws and reflect changes to employee programs, guidelines, and benefits that have been board approved. Upon approval of the board today, the changes outlined in the agenda item will become effective November 1st, 2010. Board item number four also relates to policy amendments necessary to stay current with statutory law changes. Upon approval by the board today, the changes outlined in the agenda item will become effective January the 1st, 2011. And the committee also held an executive session to discuss personnel issues. And Monica Wheelis is available to answer any questions you may have relating to the personnel policy amendments, board item number three, and board item number four. Also, the issues and actions discussed in the committee's executive session will be presented to the board during the board's executive session number 18C.
Thank you very much. At this time, I'm going to call on John Haas to begin the reading. We will have resolutions of competing length, so I think John and Monica are going to be competing today. John, if you would, please, I think you're reading one and two.
Yes.
Okay. Please proceed.
The Retirement Committee hereby recommends to the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority the following resolution at its October 25th, 2010 meeting. Be it hereby resolved that the Retirement Committee recommends to the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority adoption of the following proposed resolution. Be it further resolved that the retirement plan for employees of the Brazos River Authority be amended and restated substantially in the form attached as Exhibit A, and be it further resolved that the defined contribution plan for employees of the Brazos River Authority be established substantially in the form attached as Exhibit B. Be it further resolved that the defined contribution plan be terminated effective November 30th, 2010, and be it further resolved that applications for determination letters be submitted to the IRS requesting determinations of the tax-exempt status of both plans. And be it further resolved that following the receipt of a favorable determination letter from the IRS relating to the defined contribution plan, distributions from the defined contribution plan be made to all eligible participants, and be it further resolved that the officers of the Brazos River Authority and/or members of its retirement committee are hereby authorized and directed to take any actions that they may deem necessary or advisable in order to implement the purposes of the foregoing resolutions and/or to ensure the efficient administration and the tax-exempt status of the plans, including without limitation, making further amendments to the plans, in parentheses, for example, to adopt any amendments that the IRS may request in connection with consideration of the determination letter applications, close parentheses, and making further amendments to the trust agreement as they deem necessary or advisable based on consultations with appropriate investment consultants, in parentheses, for example, to adopt further amendments to the trust agreement to address more specifically the manner in which to invest the assets held under the defined contribution plan pending distributions to participants following the issuance of the requested favorable determination letter, close parentheses.
If you would read, I guess, item number 2, amendment to the retirement trust for employees and Brazos River Authority into the
be it hereby resolved that the Retirement Committee recommends to the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority adoption of the following proposed resolution. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby adopts this amendment to the Retirement Trust for employees of the Brazos River Authority, in parentheses, the trust, effective as of November 30th, 2010. Whereas the Brazos River Authority has adopted and maintains for the exclusive benefit of its eligible and former employees a qualified plan known as the Retirement Plan for Employees of the Brazos River Authority, in parentheses, the Retirement Plan. And whereas the trust serves as the funding vehicle for the retirement plan, which since September 1st, 1997, has included both a traditional defined benefit component and a defined contribution component, and whereas the Brazos River Authority has taken action to, one, adopt effective as of November 30th, 2010, a new qualified plan known as the Defined Contribution Plan for Employees of Brazos River Authority, in parentheses, the Defined Contribution Plan, and number 2, transfer effective as of November 30th, 2010, the assets attributable to the retirement plan's defined contribution component to the defined contribution plan. And whereas the Brazos River Authority desires to have the trust fund both to have the trust fund both the retirement plan and the defined contribution plan beginning as of November 30th, 2010, and until such time as the assets of the defined contribution plan are distributed to eligible participants and beneficiaries thereunder, following the receipt of a favorable determination letter from the Internal Revenue Service relating to the tax-exempt status of the defined contribution plan, and whereas pursuant to Section 1 of Article 9 of the Trust, the authority reserves the right to amend the trust. And now, therefore, the Brazos River Authority does hereby amend the trust effective as November 30th, 2010, as set forth below. Number 1, Section 1 of Article 1 of the Trust, titled Retirement Trust for Employees of the Brazos River Authority, is amended to read as follows. This agreement and the trust it evidences shall, on and after December 1st, 1992, be referred to as Retirement Trust for Employees of Brazos River Authority, in parentheses, which trust agreement is hereinafter set forth and as may hereinafter be amended is hereinafter referred to as the trust agreement, close parentheses, and the provisions hereof are intended to implement on or after December 1st, 1992 and until November 30th, 2010. The provisions of the retirement plan for employees of the Brazos River Authority as amended, in parentheses, the retirement plan, and effective as of November 30th, 2010, and thereafter, the provisions of the retirement plan and the defined contribution plan for employees of the Brazos River Authority as amended, in parentheses, the defined contribution plan, collectively together with the retirement plan, the plan. Number 2, the trust is amended to add a new Article 11 titled Accounting for Undivided Interest in the Trust to read as follows. Article 11, Accounting for Undivided Interest in the Trust. The provisions of this Article 11 shall apply notwithstanding any provision of this trust to the contrary. Participation in this trust is limited to 2 qualified plans, the retirement plan and the defined contribution plan. Trust assets will be subaccounted into a retirement plan component and a defined contribution plan component, although except as otherwise permitted herein, all trust assets will be combined and invested as a single fund. The subaccounting of trust assets into a retirement plan component and a defined contribution plan component will recognize and account separately sources of contributions, benefit payments, and expenses specific to the 2 components, and except as otherwise permitted herein, will allocate proportionally investment earnings thereto. Consistent with the preceding sentence, the assets of the retirement plan held in the trust will be used exclusively to fund and provide the accrued benefits determined by the retirement plan's provisions, in parentheses, in a manner consistent with the provisions of the retirement plan, close parentheses. And the assets of the defined contribution plan held in the trust will be used exclusively to fund and provide the account balance benefits determined by the defined contribution plan's provisions, in parentheses, in a manner consistent with the provisions of the defined contribution plan. The retirement plan's equitable interest in the trust shall not be used for any purpose under the defined contribution plan, and the defined contribution plan's equitable interest in the trust shall not be used for any purpose under the retirement plan. In no event may the interest of either the retirement plan or the defined contribution plan in the trust be assigned. This trust is created and organized in the United States and is maintained as a domestic trust.
Thank you, John. Number three, the personnel policies. Monica Wheelis, would you please read the resolution for item number three, personnel policies, into the record.
Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby adopts the following amendments to the human resources policies to be effective November 1, 2010. New policies, 2.16, personal internet posts and blogs. It is the policy of the Brazos River Authority, (authority), to respect the creativity and freedom of speech that employees may engage in through personal internet posts and blogs. However, limits as to what may be posted and when posting blogging and blogging can occur will be enforced. Internet posting and blogging may not occur on authority properties, computers or PDAs, If an employee engages in internet posting and or blogging outside of the workplace, they are expected to refrain from making any references to the authority and clearly to express the views are theirs and not those of the authority. Employees' posts and blogs must not contain confidential authority information, trade secrets, harassment of another coworker, or otherwise indicate improper conduct. The authority reminds employees that future customers, competitors, or others may read their internet posts and blogs, so employees are advised to use discretion in such activities. Violations of this policy may result in disciplinary action up to and including termination. 2.17, absences. The Brazos River Authority, (authority), recognizes that absences may occur as defined by authority policies for PTO, holidays, jury duty, funerals, FMLA, military leave, voting, etc. Time off from work is unpaid unless specifically designated as paid time off as defined by authority policies. An employee's absence will be considered excused if covered by policy and the employee provides proper and timely notification deemed satisfactory to the supervisor. Timely notification means calling in at least 1 hour prior to the employee's scheduled time to begin work or as soon as practicable on the day of absence. If the supervisor does not respond to the call, then the employee must call the office as soon as the office opens. An employee who has a planned absence must provide advance notice of the absence in accordance with their supervisor's directives. Unless otherwise approved by the supervisor, employees are expected to call in on each day of absence. Where the nature of the absence necessitates an extended period of time off, the supervisor may approve longer reporting intervals. The authority reserves a right to require an employee to submit a physician certificate in the event of repeated absences for medical reasons or in the event of medical absences exceeding 3 days. An employee's absence will be deemed unexcused when an employee fails to call in, gives a late notice, fails to give advance notice for an absence, which could be anticipated, or exceeds the number of paid leave time as defined by policies. Unexcused absences are subject to disciplinary action up to and including termination. Excessive absences are disruptive to the work environment and are subject to disciplinary action up to and including termination. Excessive absences are defined as any absence which exceeds the designated paid time off as defined by authority policy. Absences which are protected by the Family Medical Leave Act, FMLA, are not included in determining excessive absences, provided the necessary forms have been completed and the employee has been notified that the time off was applied towards their entitlement. 5.14, shift premiums. It is the policy of the Brazos River Authority, (authority), to pay premiums to hourly employees who are required to work evening and overnight shifts. Employees qualified for the shift premiums are employees who work specified shifts at plants which are regularly staffed 24/7. Employees who work in positions that routinely require multiple shifts, or employees who are required to perform work on a special project after normal work hours for an extended period of time. Alteration of normal work hours for individuals or groups of employees may be set by the supervisor with concurrence of the management team member responsible for the department and the general manager CEO. The shift premium is available for shifts regardless of whether the employee regularly works that shift or whether the employee rotates in and out of the qualified shift, including temporary rotations to cover for absences. Employees will not receive the premium during any paid time off. Shifts which provide premiums include the following. Second shift, shift normally begins at 4 p.m. and ends at midnight. Employees working this shift will be paid an additional 50 cents per hour. Third shift, shift normally begins at 12 a.m. and ends at 8 a.m. Employees working this shift will be paid an additional $1 per hour. 6.11, unauthorized work hours. It is the policy of the Brazos River Authority, to comply with all state and federal wage and hour laws. The authority is required to compensate employees for all work performed, and employees are required to accurately report all hours worked. Non-exempt employees are prohibited from working from home without prior written authorization from the general manager CEO. Non-exempt employees who perform work at home without prior written authorization from the general manager CEO will be compensated for their time. However, violations of this policy will result in disciplinary action up to and including termination. Amended policies 2.03, timeliness. Employees are to be punctual in reporting for work, keeping appointments, and meeting schedules for completion of work. Excessive tardiness is disruptive to the work environment and will not be tolerated. An employee who will be late for work must contact his or her supervisor to report the unexpected tardiness at least 1 hour prior to the employee's scheduled time to begin work or as soon as practicable. If the supervisor does not respond to the call, then the employee must call the office as soon as the office opens. Failure to report within the required period may result in disciplinary actions being taken. Frequent tardiness or inexcused absence is not permissible and will result in disciplinary action up to and including termination. And delete all references to absences. 7.02, employee responsibilities and reports. Add, quote, it is a policy of the Brazos River Authority, to provide a safe workplace for all employees. To accomplish this goal, the authority has adopted a policy where all employees are expected to perform their jobs in a safe, secure, productive, and effective manner. Employees who are not fit for duty throughout the entire time they are working may present a safety hazard to themselves, to other employees, or to the public. Employees are responsible for informing their supervisor if he or she is unable to perform their job in a safe manner or is taking medication that might affect their ability to do their job. If the supervisor believes the employee is not fit to perform their duties, the employee may be sent home, relieved of certain duties, assigned to different duties, assigned to light duty, or requested to take a medical examination. All employees are responsible for notifying their supervisor if they observe a coworker acting in a manner that indicates the coworker may not be fit for duty. If the supervisor's behavior is a focus of concern, the employee should inform the next supervisor in their chain of command. Change, quote, department head, end quote, to, quote, supervisor, end quote. Delete, quote, employees are responsible for conducting their work activities in a manner that is protective of their own health and safety, as well as the health and safety of other employees, end quote. 7.04, on-the-job injuries. Change, quote, first report of injury, end quote, to, quote, incident injury damage report, end quote. 18.16, termination of employment. Add, quote, an employee's date of termination will be considered as the last day he or she performs job duties for the Brazos River Authority, Should an employee not be able to return to active duty following an illness or injury, Their date of termination will be determined based on the individual's circumstances and in accordance with federal and state laws and authority policies and procedures. End quote.
Monica, one change going back to the first page, 2.16, personal internet post and blog. You read it right, but I think the committee changed the first sentence of that paragraph.
Yes, sir.
And it appeared incorrectly on the screen, but you read it correctly, so I just want to make that clear.
That is correct, that they took out and may not occur during normal work hours.
Okay. Just to make sure that that's clear.
Yes, sir.
If you would, please read number 4, the personnel policies effective January 1st, 2011, into the record.
Much shorter. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby adopts the following amendments to the human resources policies to be effective January 1, 2011. 3.17, introductory period change, quote, the first 90 days of employment will be considered an, quote, introductory period, end quote. 2, quote, the first 60 days of employment will be considered an, quote, introductory period, end quote. Change, quote, in the event that the employee's performance fails to meet the supervisor's expectations, the supervisor may elect to terminate the employee or extend the introductory period for a period of time as deemed appropriate by the supervisor, end quote. 2, quote, in the event that the employee's performance fails to meet the supervisor's expectations, the supervisor may elect to terminate the employee or extend the introductory period for an additional 30 days, end quote. 17.01, medical insurance, 17.02, life insurance, 17.03, dental insurance, 17.04, long-term disability, and 17.05, flexible benefits plan. Change each of the above listed policies from, quote, coverage is effective on the date of hire, end quote, to, quote, coverage is effective on the first day of the month following the successful completion of the introductory period not to exceed 90 days, end quote. Add to each of the above listed policies, quote, coverage will terminate on the last day of the month in which the employee terminated his or her employment with the authority, end quote.
Thank you, Monica. You've heard a reading of the consent agenda at this time. I will entertain a motion to adopt the items on the consent agenda.
So moved.
Second by Ball, second by Barr. Please poll the board.
Presiding Officer DeCluet.
Yes.
Director Zaccanino.
Yes.
Director Christian.
Yes.
Director Adams.
Yes.
Director Ball.
Yes.
Director Barr.
Yes.
Director Bell.
Yes.
Director Belt.
Yes.
Director Bennis.
Yes.
Director Brashears.
Yes.
Director Johnson.
Yes.
Director Mackey.
Yes.
Director McKnight.
Yes.
Director Scott.
Yes.
Director Sloan.
Yes.
Director Tallis.
Here.
Director Tesh.
Yes.
Director Ward.
Yes.
Great. Thank you. This time we're going to move into the regular agenda.